Welcome on back to the Cruise Dynasty Podcast. Back at it again. Going solo. Me and Kraft talked about it. The year is upon us. Football is tonight. And we want to get you the information that you need. So you might hear me or the Kraft man going solo every now and again. And that's what I'm doing. So tonight I'm gambling. It's time to make some money. It's Thursday. I'm going to go ahead and give you the Thursday night football game, what I'm doing. And then I'm going to go give you five picks to smack on to make some money. First games of the year. You can tell Vegas is a little hesitant. I'm going to be a little hesitant too. We'll try to find out. You know, dip your toes in the water a little bit. Dip them on in. Maybe not put some big money at first. But we'll figure it out as we go along. So I like to pick money lines at the beginning of the year. We go money lines. But first of all, if you want to see all my gambling picks, started off right for college football, 5-2 through seven games over the weekend. Follow me on Twitter, at CrewMattHam. You can follow the homie, the Craftman, at CraftmanPackFan. But let's just go ahead, dish it out real quick, get in, get out, make some money, pay your rent, pay your mortgage. Buy your groceries. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Let's make some money. Like I said, man, small amounts, big amounts, no matter what. I don't care how much you put. I ain't one of those guys on the bird on Twitter. They be like, what do they be like? Post your units. You gotta post how many units you put on there. You're not a real one. I see people just, whew. Twitter. Such a toxic place. But anyways, gambling, money, tonight. Thursday night football. Football is fucking back. I'm going with the over. I caught the over at 53. I seen it was a little more with Travis Kelce was in. Looks like Travis Kelce might be out. They're not sure yet. As of now, we don't know. But the money, but the overall, dipping a little bit, dropping. I caught it at 53. Just because Kelce ain't there. No problem for Patty Mahomes. He's going to do it with whoever. He's got a broomstick and a mop. He'll do it. He's going to make it happen. With that said, Chris Jones out for the Chiefs. Dude's holding out. You know, I think Detroit going to come out slanging and banging. Amon-Ra going to have a big night. Might see some Jahmyr Gibbs have a big night. We're going to see how it goes. Both teams, high explosive offenses. We're hitting on the over Thursday night football, getting it off right. The NFL is going to give us a good football game to watch. I can't wait. For Sunday and Monday, though, these are my five picks. Also, I should have said this at the beginning. Poor man P. Miller. We're going to make his tweet his gambling picks out. He's a gambler, too. Poor man P. Miller. You know, he's the one who says throw out them nickel bets if you want to. But real quick, these are the ones that I like. Cincinnati, money line, -139 versus Cleveland Browns. I don't see the Browns beating the Bengals. No way, no how. I know Joe Burrow been out. Oh, well, it's just preseason. He's missed preseason before. It doesn't matter. I don't see the Browns. I like these odds. Easy, man. Easy money line, -139. That means to make 100, spend 139, make 100 bucks. If you want to make $1, you got to spend $1.39. That's what it means. Cincinnati versus Cleveland, the money line. Next, I like Jacksonville versus Indiana. The Colts, -5, easy. I'm thinking that Jacksonville is going to have a good year this year. Colts, Anthony Richardson, I ain't bought in. They got Jonathan Taylor shit going on. A lot of this, a lot of that. The Colts are, I don't know what the Colts are going to look like this year, but I don't think it's going to be good. I don't think Jacksonville's defense is all that, but I think Jacksonville's offense is going to be all good. Calvin Ridley back in the building. Who else they got? Evan Engram. All kinds of good stuff. Zay Jones? Heck, I like them all. Zach Sharp? Wrong team. Tank Bigsby. Be getting them all mixed up. Jacksonville. -5 versus Indy. Easy. That's easy. Next, I like Tampa Bay +6 versus Minnesota. You know, Minnesota, they was a little overrated all year last year. Let's just see if that continues. The defense, not going to be that good. They're going to be throwing the ball a lot this year. So, with that said, I like Tampa Bay +6. I don't know if they're going to be as bad as what people are saying they're going to be. Baker Mayfield's up there. Baker Mayfield, let's just be honest. I'm not the biggest Baker Mayfield hater. I'm not saying he's great, but he's solid. He gets a bad rap because he runs his trap a little bit. He'd be running that yap, bumping them gums. So Tampa Bay +6 with their defense. I don't know. I think this game might be a little bit closer than what people think, especially if Minnesota continues on the track that they were rolling on last year. Next, Arizona versus Washington. I'm hitting the under at 38. The under could be 30, and I might go smack on the under real quick. I know Washington's got a lot of hype on the offense. Sam Howell got a lot of weapons. Offensive coordinator, Bieniemy, or however you say his name, in the building. I think they might have a solid game. The reason why I'm picking the under is because Arizona is trash. They are ass. They're not going to be. I don't see them scoring any. Josh Dobbs is getting the start at quarterback. So what? They got nothing at wide receiver. I heard Marquise Brown is already questionable. So, I mean, you've all seen what's that clip on Twitter that everybody's seeing with the preseason scrimmaging? They throwing it off helmets. They acting crazy in Arizona. People thinking they're going to tank and shit. Now, I don't buy into the Kyler Murray going to sit out a whole year. I don't really buy into that nonsense. This ain't the NBA. This ain't that weak-ass league. This is the NFL. Arizona versus Washington under 38. Smack on it all day. And then my last one, Buffalo moneyline versus Green Bay. No, not Green Bay. I'm sorry. It's the New York Jets. I forget. Aaron Rodgers is over there with the motherfucking Jets. To me, this is easy. I'm not all bought in all the way on the Jets going to do this, the Jets are going to do that. I don't know, man. We're just going to have to see. You're going to have to make me a believer. I can't just. Aaron Rodgers was struggling last year. It could be his decline. I don't know. I mean, it could be that Green Bay didn't have the great weapons. And Green Bay got him a couple rookie wide receivers. Devontae Adams was gone. But now he's got Garrett Wilson. But other than that, his receiving core is really not all that good. Running back, Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook. Breece Hall is definitely a step up from Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. But I will say this. I do think the game will be close. I think the New York Jets defense will come out and play. But I just think Buffalo is that team. I just think Buffalo is the team in the AFC East. I think they dominate. So Buffalo on the money line, I know the spread is -2. I know the Kraft man hit me up yesterday or whenever. He likes Buffalo -2 and he likes Jacksonville -5. If you want to get his gambling bets, maybe we'll get him to tweet all his shit out too. So let me just recap it real quick. Tonight, I'm taking the over at 53. Detroit versus Kansas City. Football is back. They're going to celebrate with points, touchdowns after touchdowns. That's with Kelce there or not. Patrick Mahomes is still going to score. I think Detroit's going to score too. Jacksonville -5 versus the Colts. Colts are in shambles, like I said. Jacksonville looks to be on the rise. Tampa Bay +6 versus Minnesota. I think it's closer than what they think. It's going to be a little closer. Arizona versus Washington, under 38. Whatever the under is, I would just roll with it. That line's probably dropping and dropping and dropping as we speak. Then the money line, Buffalo versus the Jets, the Aaron Rodgers Jets. Those are all my picks. Slap on them. Like I said, college football started off 5-2. That was a hot start. But here we are with the football. Me and Kraftman, we're talking about the fake stuff. This right here is the real stuff, the moneymakers. Go pay your child's college tuition with the money that you're about to make tonight. Thanks for listening. 5-star review to the pod. Like I said, we might be going solo every now and then. You're either going to hear me or the Kraftman throwing some ad drops, some start sits every now and then. the podcast. 5-star review. Add me on Twitter at CrewManham, at CraftmanPackFan, at PoorManPMiller. See Swizzy also. With that said, we out.